There is no known cure for Alzheimer's, a disease which affects nearly a half million Floridians. But as Megan Milanese with Health News Florida reports, there appears to be a therapy that, according to many families, makes the disease a little less painful.
Julie Martin sits at a table in a nondescript room at Suncoast Hospice in Clearwater. She strums an instrument called a cue cord, an electronic auto harp. She's a board-certified music therapist, and it's Alzheimer's patients she sings to. She says she sings the Hello song with every patient every time she sees them. She says music can help her patients reconnect to their lost memories.
Music goes and reactivates some of that function, and then it can help us to communicate better. It can help our patients to become more aware and alert and give them a sense of their identity back.
Vincent Gianpapa is the son of one of Martin's patients. He says he's seen the benefits of this type of therapy firsthand.
I see it as a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get into my dad's head and to find where he is and to make him respond.
Dozens of studies have shown that music therapy can be effective in treating some of the effects of Alzheimer's disease. It's a form of therapy offered by many Alzheimer's care centers across the state, but it's not a cure. Gianpapa says even though he's been able to reconnect with his father through music, the disease is still progressing.
I can't really say he has improved, Okay. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's not that kind of a disease that there's a possibility of improvement on. It's only a one-way street.
Many of the current treatment options only have a small impact on the illness. David Morgan is the CEO of the Burt Alzheimer's Institute at the University of South Florida in Tampa. He says drugs prescribed today only affect Alzheimer's symptoms.
In my opinion, they're kind of like treating pneumonia with an aspirin. You feel a little bit better, but the underlying process is still continuing.
Alzheimer's is caused by proteins that build up in the brain. These proteins destroy nerve cells and cause gradual, worsening memory loss. That memory loss caused by Alzheimer's can be particularly hard on families. Caregivers may feel like they're losing touch with their loved one, but music therapist Julie Martin says her services can help.
Families might feel like they aren't connected to their family member, and it's so beautiful for me to see that reconnection happen.
Florida has the highest Alzheimer's population per capita, which David Morgan says gives the state a unique opportunity to conduct research on the disease.
I think we're a natural laboratory to try and find solutions to the Alzheimer's problem. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing the cooperation between the University of Florida, University of South Florida, Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Miami.
Dr. Clinton Wright works with one such study at the University of Miami. The nationwide NOBLE study is a test for a new drug to treat Alzheimer's. He says researchers hope the new medication will actually stop the disease's progression rather than just help with the symptoms.
What we're really trying to do is figure out if this medication is well-tolerated and safe and look for some evidence of efficacy.
In order to find a cure, experts at the Burt Alzheimer's Institute say it's important to find more money. Morgan says funding Alzheimer's research is also a good investment.
If you were to give me $3 million a year to try and find a way to treat Alzheimer's, and I could delay institutionalization of a patient by one day, I would have earned you back your $3 million and saved you an additional $3 million.
That's because the cost of nursing home treatment is very high, and the government's Medicaid program ends up picking up a large chunk of that cost. Morgan says this year, $5 million is in Governor Rick Scott's budget for Alzheimer's research. Still, he says more is needed to find a cure. Until then, music therapists like Julie Martin will continue to provide those brief, priceless connections.
And be the best it can.
For Health News Florida, I'm Megan Milanese.
There's a photograph of Julie Martin playing that cue cord and a link to Suncoast Hospice in Clearwater on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.